Even though Purim is 3 weeks away, there are a number of Purim topics I wanted to cover this year, given the unique calendrical situation of Erev Shabbos Purim and Purim Meshulash. So I thought we'd start a little early and discuss the topic of Seudas Purim and Erev Shabbos today. The Mishnah tells us in the beginning of Arvei Psachim Samach L'Mincha, L'Yochel Adam Ad Shetech Shach, that in Erev Pesach there's an Isur Achila Samach L'Mincha, a half hour before Zman Mincha. And the Gemara discusses what does Samach L'Mincha mean. So as far as the Isur Achila, we alluded to that last week. Moses is bothered, what does the Isur Achila cover? You're already not allowed to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz, obviously. So the Isur Achila applies to Mine Targima, or maybe Matzah Shira, be that as it may. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin tells us what is the Mincha that we're talking about, that the Mishnah references in Isur Achila. It says the Gemara on Kosayin Aleph, Ibailu Samach Mincha Gedola Tanan, or Dimu Samach Mincha Ketanan Tanan. Do we mean that you can't eat from a half hour before Mincha Gedola, meaning Chatzos? Or do we mean that you can't eat from a half hour before Mincha Ketana, meaning the last quarter of the day? Samach Mincha Gedola Tanan, Mishim Pesach. It's a concern that if you're going to eat from Chatzos and on, then you may come to get distracted and not bring the Korban Pesach. Or are we concerned that it has to do with Achilas Matzah? You need to eat matzah to fulfill the mitzvah, so you can't eat matzah v'achila gasa in a gluttonous state, and therefore you're not allowed to eat during Samach L'Mincha Ketana, and the last 3 hours of the halachic day. Most Rishonim assume that lalacha we pass in Samach L'Mincha Ketana Tanan, and the mincha and the din of the Mishnah refers to the last quarter of the day. Rashi and the Rashbam in the beginning of Arvei Psachim have the following comment that why are you not allowed to eat? Kadesh yochal matzah shel mitzvah l'te'ava misham hider mitzvah, so that you can eat the matzah mitzvah with an appetite because of hider mitzvah. So the Rishash points out that's a little bit difficult because we just saw the Gemara in Daf Kuf Zayin that says the concern isn't that you have to eat it with an appetite. The concern is that you can't eat a bechila gasa. You can't eat it gluttonously. You have to fulfill the mitzvah. And eating something bechila gasa, if you are so stuffed that you can't take anything more, is not a halacha gechila, and you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah. So the Rishash suggests that maybe the kavana of Rashi and the Rashbam is along the lines of Tosos there on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Tosos writes that there are two types of achila gasa. There's a achila gasa which is not achila at all, and that's the kind of achila gasa that if you eat achila gasa b'Yom Kippurim, you're pater, where you are so stuffed that you can't take anything in at all, and that's not a luckily achila. And there's another achila gasa where you can eat more, you just have no appetite, and that's the kind of achila gasa, says the Rashbam, says the Rashash, is the kavan of the Rashbam and Rashi. And it's not much different than saying the same thing, that you have to eat matzah l'teyavon, you have to eat matzah with an appetite. Okay, then the Gemara goes on to discuss, that's as far as Erev Pesach is concerned. What about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontav? Is there also an Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontav min HaMincha ulamala? So the Gemara says, my area, Arvei Psachim, afilu Arvei Shabbos, is Yamin Tovim Nami. Doesn't the same Isser apply in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontav? The Tanya, lo yochel adam Arvei Shabbos, is Yamin Tovim min HaMincha ulamala, kadeshi kanes Shabbos, kishutava div Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says you're not allowed to eat min HaMincha ulamala in Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontav, so that you can have an appetite for your Seudas Yontav and Seudas Shabbos. And Rabbi Yossi, Amar Ochel V'Holech HaShetach Shach. And Rabbi Yossi says there's no restriction. You can eat freely until nightfall. Amar Funa, Lotzvicha El Rabbi Yossi. So in a Hanami, according to Rabbi Huda, there's no fundamental difference between Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontav, and Erev Pesach. There's an Isser Achila across the board. It's only according to Rabbi Yossi, who says in general, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontav, there's no restriction. Erev Pesach is different. There is a restriction. You're not allowed to eat min HaMincha ulamala in order to have proper te'avon for achilas matzah, or not to eat achilas matzah v'achila gasa. Most Rishonim assume lalacha. We'll see in a few moments how this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. and the Rambam, most Rishonim assume l'alacha that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that there, strictly speaking, is no Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, even Min HaMincha Ulamala. The question is, if that's the case, so we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, there's no Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, does that mean that there's no value of eating the Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontif L'Teyavan? As Rabbi Huda says, you're not allowed to eat an Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, Min HaMincha Ulamala, that you have proper appetite for Sudas Shabbos. But does that mean Rabbi Yossi says you don't need appetite for Suda Shabbos? Or you need appetite, but the fact that you should have an appetite for Suda Shabbos wasn't enough of a reason to make a gzeira that you can't eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. So this seems to be a machlokes Rishonim. How do we understand Shitas Rabbi Yossi? Is there still a value of eating the Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontif L'Teyavan? In the Or Zarua, Hilchos Erev Shabbos, Simen Kaf Aleph, he quotes a shita of the Uraim that we pass on like Rabbi Huda. And because you pass on like Rabbi Huda and you have to eat the Suda Shabbos at Te'avon, you're not allowed to eat Mina Mincha Lamala. And then he quotes the Rashbam, who paskins like Rabbi Yossi. And the Rashbam says, so first he's referring back to the Urayim. And he says, Lefi Dvarav Mashma, Shemutter Lechol Gremsli, Kremslach, Kodim Sheyochal Halechem. So he's come home from Shul Friday night, and before you have your bread, you want to have Kremslach, you want to have Mizonos. So it should follow, says the Or Zarua, that you're allowed to eat chremzlach before you have your suda Friday night. Afa pisha ikir suda Shabbos hu lechem, even though you're supposed to have lechem. Kaimalan krib yosi, shemutra lahaska v'lechol, afila l'achar tisha shal. So we pass on krib yosi, that you're allowed to start a meal in Erev Shabbos, even min hamincha l'mala. The kaimalanami kavase she'em asikin. And we pass him like him that if you started a meal late on the day, you don't have to stop when Shabbos begins. So l'paris ma'apim mekadesh. Shmamina de lo be'in on likadosh Shabbos kishutava. So the fact you pass him Rabbi Yossi indicates that there's no reason, there's no requirement of having te'avon for suda Shabbos. And if there's no requirement of having te'avon for suda Shabbos, there's no problem in coming home, making kiddush, eating your chemzach, leaving aside the issues of bracha shein esricha. You have your chremzach, and then you take a walk, and then you come back and have your suda Shabbos. V'chei nimsa kasa b'tshuvas, the Erev Shabbos achar shekidah shal yayin, ha'yimervin chremzach lefnei Rabbeinu Klonimus. That was the practice of Rabbeinu Klonimus. That Friday night, they'd come home from shul, make kiddush, have chremzach, take a break, and then have the rest of the suda with pas. V'lefi hazakenim, ha'yimervarchan olein bori minim mizonos, v'achakak bracha achas bein shalosh, kidei laharbos l'hashtam ha'ya brachos. They weren't doing this just because they had an insatiable desire for chremzach, but they wanted to ensure that they would have Meir Brachos on Shabbos. So most people are concerned about Meir Brachos on Shabbos, worry about at the end of Shabbos. They have extra fruit Shabbos afternoon. For Rabbeinu Klonimus, Chacham Eina Barosho would calculate from the beginning and have his chremzach and eat them too Friday night. V'achar kach hayu ochlim l'lechem v'tzarche se'uda. So that's the position of the Or Zarua, that if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, then there's no value even of having the Suda Shabbos HaTeyavon. There's no problem in coming home, having, making Kiddush, having Mizonos, even if it's going to fill you up, and then you have your Suda Shabbos afterwards, because there's no need to have Suda Shabbos LeTeyavon. The Rambam writes as follows. Perek Lamed Alacha Dali Hilcha Shabbos. Aser Likboa Seudo Mishta Be'er Shabbos B'nei Kaveh Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Koveya a Seudo Mishta on Friday because of Kaveh Shabbos. Umutar Lechol V'lishtos Ashitachshach. You're allowed to eat and drink until nightfall. So we'll see that the Mefarshim explained the Aser Likbo Suda Mishta is a super big Suda. The Alpha Pikain, so a Suda Gedola, Suda She'ein Regilin, but Mimosa Cholzik, as the Mishnah explains, that you're not supposed to have in Shabbos. But there's no, other than that, there's no Isser Achila, Er Shabbos. The Alpha Pikain, Mikavad a Shabbos, She'yimna Adam in a Minchol Amala, Milukbo a Suda, Kidei She'ikanis a Shabbos, Kishum is Avalecho. Even though there's no formal Isser Achila on Erev Shabbos, even in a Minchol Amala, nevertheless, the Rambam says it's Mikavad a Shabbos. It's appropriate to refrain from having a Suda late in the day in order to have Te'avon for Suda Shabbos. So the Rambam paskins that even though we assume like Rabbi Yossi that there's no formal Isser Achila, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontem, in a Minchol Amala, nevertheless, there is a value to eating Suda Shabbos to Te'avon. And therefore, you should refrain from having a Suda late in the day on Erev Shabbos in order to have the proper appetite for Seudos Shabbos. Where did the Rambam get the first part of this from? That there is a Isser of having Suda Mishta, of having a Suda Shein Regila Babi Mosachol on Erev Shabbos. So the notes that came on the Rambam point to the Gemara in Gittin, Lamechesa Medbeis. The Gemara there has a reference to Shtei Mishpachos Hayib Yerushalayim. There were two families, prominent families in Yerushalayim. Achas Kavas Sudasa B'Shabbosa, the Achas Kavas Sudasa B'Er Shabbos. One of them was Kaveya Sudan Shabbos. One of them was Kaveya Sudan Er Shabbos, Shtei Nekru, and both families were destroyed because of these activities that they were involved in, of a Sudan Er Shabbos and a Sudan Shabbos. So what's the reference to the Suda on Erev Shabbos? Rashi has two pshatim, only one of which is relevant to us at the moment. The second pshat in Rashi is that they were kaveya Suda be'Erev Shabbos mamish, v'chein b'chol yom, meirov osher, so they were so rich that they had big meals every day of the year. Ava b'ha mia iki isura, so it's fine to have a big meal on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but it wasn't fine to have a big meal on an Erev Shabbos. What? Why? Sheikanis haShabbos kushehu saveya below taiva, because they would enter Shabbos in a satiated state without any appetite for Suda Shabbos. That was the reason that this prominent family in Yerushalayim was destroyed, because they had these big meals in Erev Shabbos. So the Nosei Kem and the Rambam say that's where the Rambam got it from, that even though we pass like Rabbi Yossi, there's no Isser Achila, even no Isser Kvias of a regular Suda on Erev Shabbos, but there is an Isser of a Suda Gedola, Suda She'enu Regilim Ba Bimos Achol, because that's inappropriate, that will run counter to having Te'avon for Suda's Shabbos. And this is reflected in the Mechaber, Simin Reish Mem Tes Se'if Beis. Basically, it's Nokate Lashon HaRambam. You're not allowed to have a super big meal. Afilu he sudas erusin mimnei kavod haShabbos. She kanes haShabbos kishu tayv lecho. B'chol hayom b'chlal haIsser. And that Isser applies the entire day of Erev Shabbos. I'm skipping the Ramah for now. We'll come back to it. V'lechol v'lishtos b'likvi asuda. But to eat or drink without a kviya suda, afilu suda shiragol babachol, even a regular meal, kol hayom mutar lahaskel min adin. In principle, you can have a regular meal, a regular lunch all day. Aval mitzvah limana milikbo suda shenag babachol mi teisha shos olamala. But samachol mincha ketana, the last quarter of the day, it's appropriate to refrain from having even a regular meal in order to ensure that you will enter Shabbos in a state of te'avon for the Seudas Shabbos. Okay. Now, presumably, there's no reason to distinguish as far as the value. We assume not like the Or Zeruah, we assume like the Rambam, that there's a value of eating Seudas Shabbos at Te'avon. So presumably that applies equally to the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal. And then what would stand to reason is that if we assume, not like the Orzeruna Ben Eklonimus, that you shouldn't be coming home from Shul Friday night and having Chremzlach, and then having your Suda Shabbos afterwards because the Chremzlach are going to shter your Te'avon for the Suda Shabbos, the same should be true on Shabbos morning, to have Kiddush with the Mizonos after Shul, and then a half hour later have your Suda Shabbos. So that should be the same issue as having the Chremzach on Friday night, and that's going to compromise your Te'avon, leaving aside the Bracha Shenes Richa issues and Kiddush Malchus Suda issues, but that should be a Te'avon for Suda Shabbos issue. So the Mishnah Berurah actually writes in Ber Halacha, Reish Mem Tes, the end of Dibur Maskil Mutter, V'hinei b'mkom oseinu sh'aminag she'ei notlin liyadayim kodem kiddush. So those that have the minag, our minag, not like the Rashbam, not like the Yekesh minag of not washing the tilas adayim before kiddush. Nagu olam lahakel b'shachris k'dasa darki Moshe v'ochlin mina mizonos achar kiddush kodem asuda. The minag is that people make kiddush have mizonos before the suda. The ayin b'shulchan aruch of the Alter Rebbe sheyishav b'minag v'kasav she'ein limchos b'yadam akilin, that you shouldn't protest against people who do that. U'mikol makom yesh anshei ma'isa shemachmirin la'atzman b'makom de'efshar k'das magen Avram v'tekef achar akiddush no'lin li'adayim v'varchan alapas v'ochlin akol b'socha suda. But there are anshei ma'isa that are machmir not to have mizonos prior to the suda. So it sounds like if the Mishnah Berurah had his dithers, he would have eliminated this practice of having Kiddush on Mizono Shabbos morning in close proximity to the Suda, because that potentially shteres the Te'avon. But Ein Limchos Biyad, Biyad Hamakilim. Okay, so if you daven early Shabbos morning and have mizonos and you have your suda 3 hours later, so presumably that's no different than having eating before a mincha on Shabbos and then having your suda Friday night. But the Mishnah Berurah raises that this issue of te'avon should be in people's consciousness on Shabbos morning as well. Okay, so the Ramah. Back in Reish Mem Tes, so we glossed over a few moments ago. So the Rama says, "Suuda shezman er Shabbos." If you have a suudas mitzvah, where the zman of the suudas er Shabbos could go, bris mila, opinion of ben, mutter. So even though in general a suuda she'ena regila b'mos ragel b'mosel chol is aser kol yom, but a suudas mitzvah shezman er Shabbos is mutter. Chenir li. That such a suda you're allowed to have on Erev Shabbos. And the Rama writes in Hilchos Purim, Tafrei Sadi Hesif Beis, the same thing is true for Sudas Purim and Erev Shabbos. That in principle, that is considered to be a suda shizman hayom that you can have, even though it's a big meal. However, the Rama says, Ukishachal Purim b'yom shishi, yasu asuda b'shachris when they cover the Shabbos. So it's better to have your sudas Purim in the morning, mishum kavod ha-Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, haynu kodem chatzos hayom l'chachila. That means l'chachila before chatzos. Where does that come from? The siddur of the Yavitz. The Yavitz writes in the siddur, kishachal purim b'yom shishi, yasu asuda b'shachris, mishum Tzarek lasas a suda lifnei chatzos hayom, v'nei kavod Shabbos. You have to have the suda before chatzos. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you have to start the suda before chatzos, or does it mean finish the suda before chatzos? So I always thought it meant that you start the suda before chatzos, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Reish Mem Tes Siv Zayin, that start the suda before chatzos. I just saw in Rav Schechter's latest published psakim that he assumed that this Mishnah Berurah means to finish the Suda before Chatzos. Which could be the simpler reading of the Rama that Yasu is Suda B'Shachris. You have the whole Suda B'Shachris. Now, where did the Rama come from, and where does this Shir Chatzos come from? As far as the Shir Chatzos, if the concern is that it's suda she'ein regila b'me'achol, so suda she'ein regila b'me'achol is aser kol hayom. Ela what, we're makel for a suda's mitzvah shizmano and Erev Shabbos. A regular suda is only aser min a mincha lamala. So where does chatzos factor into the equation of having it, having your suda sparim dafka kodem chatzos? And we do find, the Mishnah Berurah then references a Yad Ephraim Hashem Maril, that the Maril didn't have any such shear of chatzos. Chuvas Maril Simenun Vav says, Sudas Purim Biyom Shishi, Maschilin Beheter Kodem Samach Lemincha. You have to start before Samach Lemincha, before the last quarter of the day. The Kaimulan de Devir Kol Shari. We assume like Rabbi Yossi that there's no Isser Achilin Er Shabbos. And even the Machmirim, the Rambam's recommendation, not to have a Suda Samach Lemincha Ketana, so you have your Suda before Mincha Ketana. That's what the Chuvas Maril writes. So where did the Ramah get this from to have the Sudas Purim Baboker? That's based on the Minhagim of the Mara Mitirana. So the Lashon of the Minhagim, which is the source of the Ramah, is Imchal Purim B'yom Shishi, Ochlin Su'uda Purim Shachris, V'lo Be'erev Acher Mincha, Ki ein lahafsik be'er Shabbos bein mincha la'arvis v'mnei kavod Shabbos. So you have the Sudas Purim in the morning, not achar mincha, because you shouldn't stop er Shabbos bein mincha la'arvis v'mnei kavod Shabbos. V'gam shelo l'kalkel Sudas le'el Shabbos, and not to compromise the Sudas le'el Shabbos. What does that mean? That Ein Lahafsik Be'er Shabbos Be'en Mincha La'arvis. So it sounds like that if you were to start your Suda after Chatzos, if you were to start the Suda in the afternoon, that's already Zman Mincha. And you're not allowed to have a Suda Gedola, according to the Ramah, once it's already Zman Mincha until you daven Mincha. So then you're going to have to daven Mincha first. And apparently there is this practice that in Erev Shabbos, they wouldn't daven mincha early, they would dafka have mincha before Maariv. So somehow, if you're going to have the suda in the afternoon, then you're going to have to daven mincha first, and you won't be able to be masmich mincha l'Maariv. That sounds like what he's saying. And then the second reason is shelo l'kalkel sudas l'el Shabbos, that's the tayavim consideration, that if you're going to have the meal in the afternoon, then that's going to compromise your te'ava. So it's not necessarily that there's a formal shear before chatzos, but if you have the suda in the morning, that's not going to shtar your te'ava for the suda Shabbos as much as if you were to have it later in the day. And the Sefer Yosef Omitz, Minhagei Frankfurt, Simon Tuf Shindalid, he writes, Im chal be'er Shabbos, im yasa az ikar suda b'yamam achar chatzos, bezeh pogim kvod Shabbos, shudo raisa. V'sudas purim eino rak divre kabbala, shumi divre sofrim. V'lachein tov eino shayakdim la'asas ikar suda b'boker hashkem. That not just before chatzos, but you should do it as early as possible in the morning so as not to interfere with the suudas Shabbos. The other possibility as to where chatzos comes from is the shitas harayvid. The Ravid and that Rambam, Perek Lamed Halacha Daled Hilchos Shabbos, writes dafka she'asur likboa mechatzos ulamala. You can't be kaveya mechatzos ulamala. So the Mefarshim disagree as to what the kavanos harayvid is, but the Sefer Kovetz understands that the Ravid is coming to be Mekel relative to the Rambam. The Rambam tells you that a Suda She'ein Regilin B'me'achol, a super big meal that you normally wouldn't have during the week, you're not allowed to have all day. And the Ravid comes to be Mekel, that no, even a Suda She'ein Regilin B'me'achol is only a problem Acher Chatzos, but Kodem Chatzos is fine. So maybe the Minhagim of the Marami Tirana is based on that understanding of the Ravid, that there is actually a relevance to the Shir of Chatzos on an Erev Shabbos, that a super big meal you can have even lechachil in the morning. So if we were to be choshesh for that understanding of the Ravid, so then it would make sense why having the Suda Dafka in the morning before Chatzos fits. And then if you go with that approach, it probably makes sense that the reference is to the Haskalos HaSuda. Okay. There is a Me'iri. So again, the Rama says that Lichachila Suda and Erev Shabbos should be Kodem Chatzos. Questionable whether that means that you should only start before Chatzos or finish before Chatzos, based on the Minhag and the Marami Tirana. And the Mishnah Berurah also references the Tshuva Samaril that as long as you have the Suda before Samach L'Mincha Ketana, that is sufficient. The Me'iri writes in Ksuvah Stav Zayin Amidbeis, Dibra Maskel Af Alpi, V'af Anu V'avoseinu Nogim B'Purim Shechalios Erev Shabbos Shemaschilin B'Seuda Mibod Yom Ashi Kadosh Hayom, that they would start the Suda on Erev Shabbos and continue until Shabbos begins, U'Porsin Mapa U'Mekachin, and there would be Paris Mapa M'Kadosh, the Gomrin as a Suda U'Maskirin B'Shel Purim. So that's a reference to the Gemara on Kufam and Alfim Sachim. The Gemara says, Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, what the din is. If you started a Suda on Erev Shabbos and you continue into Shabbos, do you have to stop? Or do you continue? And the Gemara says, Hilchasa Paris Mapa Mekadesh. Third opinion, if you started the Suda Beheter on Erev Shabbos and you continue eating at the Shabbos, Paris Mapa Mekadesh, you take a break, you cover the table, you make Kiddush, and you continue your meal. So the Me'iri writes that his minhag was when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, they would lechachila start the Suda at some point during the day and continue into Friday night, and continue into the Shabbos meal, and mention Alanisim in benching as well. So that the simple reading of the Gemara is, and most can assume that Paris Mapa Mekadesh is a bidyevet, that if you're in the situation where you started a heter and you continued eating into Shabbos, Paris Mapa Mekadesh. But now that you should lechachila put yourself in that situation, and be Paris Mapa Mekadesh. But the Me'iri quotes such a minhag of doing this on Erev Shabbos. And Rav Schechter was mitzayin in his recent write-up, then the Lush of the Shol, that Shuvas Maril that we just referenced, the Shol and the Maril, which Maril doesn't accept this, but the Shol and Maril posits, maybe you could say that even though Paris Mapa Mekadesh is only b'di'evit situation, Erev Purim on Purim and Erev Shabbos is definitionally a b'di'evit situation, a Shasas Tak situation, and that's why you could entertain, because of the pressures of the day, doing this lechachila with the Paris Mapa U'Mekadesh. So there is a reference in some sources to doing this lechachila, but most poskim assume, unless you have a contrary minhag like the Me'iri did, most poskim assume that it's not a lechachil, it's only if you're in that situation, then you would be Paris Mapa Mekadesh, but you shouldn't ahead of time deliberately start the Suda later in the day and rely on continuing into Shabbos. You'd also have to figure out, according to this minhag of the Me'iri, then why were they not choshesh for achila Suda Shabbos l'teyavon? So you could assume, like those we've shown him, that there is no objective requirement of Suda Shabbos and Teyavon. As we referenced last week, the Rebbeinu David, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, says that if you're not hungry, then there is no requirement to have a Suda Shabbos l'Teyavon. You don't have to eat at all. It's only to enhance your Onik Shabbos. And if there's not going to be an Onik Shabbos, you're too hungry, that's okay. Or it's possible, although questionable, that in the Paris Mapa Mekadesh situation, the rest of the Suda, the entire Suda, has the status of a Suda Shabbos, so maybe the Chisaron and Te'avon is not critical. Rav Schechter in that piece also notes that the Rav made a comment at some point sounding like you don't need to have fleishiks for Sudas Purim, and Rav Schechter thought maybe that was a reference to Afka to Sudas Purim and Erev Shabbos, based on a comment of the Magen Avraham, Simon Reish Mem Tesif Katan Vav, Reish Mem Tesif Katan Vav, that the Shalah quoting from the Marash Milublin, was a Sandik once in a Brit in Erev Shabbos. And he thought that if you're going to have the Sudas mitzvah for Brit in Erev Shabbos with Basar, you should only have 10 people participate in the Suda. And if there are 10 people without him, he didn't have to participate. So maybe even for Suda that L'chachila usually should have Basar, the calculus is different on Erev Shabbos. So bottom line, the recommendation of the Mishnah Brura and the Rama is that if you have a Purim Erev Shabbos situation, better to have the Suda in the morning. Chuvas Maril, that as long as you have it before Samach Lamin Katan, before 9 hours into the day, you're fine. And then the practice of some, which is questionable whether to do that L'chachila, starting the meal later on and relying on Paris Mapa Umekadish.
Oh, thank you.